All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. I did the Thursday stream a couple days back. I had some severe technical difficulties. My cable was down for almost 2 hours. Went round and round with the cable company or the internet company, which is Xfinity, and they suck. I was on the helpline with them 4 times. And it was the same old bullshit. Turn off the router. They ping it. Blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry. I apologize. But during that stream, we went across the subject of Antarctica. And a lot of people in that chat wanted me to go into a little more detail in regards to Antarctica. Now, first of all, I'm going to say this. I have never been to Antarctica. I would like to go one day and check it out for myself, but unfortunately, one, I don't have money. Two, I don't work for any companies that have anything to do down in Antarctica. And three, there are an assload of international treaties forbidding people from willy-nilly going down there. Why? I don't know. But we can all make some assumptions.
Uncle Nick is coming home for the holidays, and he wants to stuff your stocking. He's a cigar-smoking, aviator-wearing, liquor-loving punk. In fact, he's a lot like a quim-drinking army grunt we all know and love, without the brain damage. Don't line up all at once, ladies. Go to frankservy.com and pick up a copy of Uncle Nick today. Because I said so.
All right, now, for those of you that are not up to speed, right after World War II, there was a classified operation that took place called Operation High Jump. We basically sent a fleet of ships. It was like 4,700 people, a bunch of ships, icebreakers, fueling ships. I'm trying to recall if they had an aircraft carrier or not. But they had a lot of shit going on. Okay, and that was run by Admiral Byrd. They do this Operation High Jump, and there's all kinds of rumor control going on after the fact about how the ships were attacked and there were some casualties, though I haven't been able to come across any official casualty reports or any official or semi-official reports of lost aircraft or ships or anything like that. So this all could be rumor control, but I'm going to say this right now. There's a lot of bizarre shit, pictures and so forth, coming out of Antarctica, especially now that we have some higher level than normal ice melting during certain times of the year. Okay, so just before the end of World War II, two German provision U-boats, U-530 and U-977 were launched from a port in the Baltic Sea, following a steady stream of surprise to, supplies to carry through the closing stages of the war. Okay, reported they took with them members of the anti-grav disc research development teams carrying notes, drawings, designs for the German flying disc. Other than rumor control, I really haven't seen anything, any pictures on this or anything, so who knows. It was 1946, and it was right after World War II, and they still had all of the systems in place for censorship and restricting information that went to the public. Kind of like today. Okay, except, you know, there's a lot more corruption going on, in my opinion. All right, so they went down there, and here's some pictures right here of what they were actually dealing with. All right, they had to basically break through miles of ice to get in to get to Antarctica. Apparently, it was incredibly punishing on some of the ships. You know, just sailing through ice probably is. You know, just ask the people from the Titanic. Oh, that's right, you can't. Upon Navy's return, all information was classified top secret. And the only person being talked about the mission is Secretary of Navy James Forrestal. And I believe he became Secretary of Defense shortly after this. Now, After the completion of this mission, Forrestal was mysteriously institutionalized at Bethesda Naval Hospital psychiatric ward. I believe it was on the 16th or 18th floor. And lo and behold, he's committed suicide. I don't know. Kind of odd. Same thing, you know, after World War II, he gets smoked. Patton gets smoked. In fact, a lot of individuals really didn't live much longer after World War II who were in charge. A few made it into the 70s, but a lot of crazy shit was going on. And, I mean, these are just questions right here. I mean, I have no idea why they would make this top secret and why they would send such a heavy force down there. Perhaps they were, you know, believing the rumors that Germany had set up some bases down there. And they just wanted to make sure that this was not the case. And if it was, they're going to, you know, make them surrender or put them to the sword. Okay, now this here, what is this? This is a Freedom of Information Act document. And supposedly, this is the actual information from Operation High Jump. All right, you can check it out. It's documents.theblackvault.com. They go through pretty much the entire operation. They talk about, they call it High Jump by name. And they go through the temperatures of the air, water. I mean, they literally, you know, go into very good detail in regards to what took place during this operation. Again, you know, it's black and white. This is, I think it was prepared in 47 or 48. It's pretty dry reading. So, you know, you can get it, you can find it yourself and go through it. But, you know, I already skimmed through it. There's really nothing in here that jumps out at you for any craziness that went on in Antarctica. Which, at the time, it was top secret. And back then, they handled top secret a little different than they do today. So technically, a lot of stuff that was classified top secret back then have never been unclassified. Why that is, I don't know. But apparently there is a process that takes place when you're trying to figure out or how things are declassified when it comes to the United States government. But for anyone out there that's interested, you can find this, you know, on an easy search in the internet. It's not a big deal. Here are 20 creepy photos that were captured in Antarctica. Bizarre cubes formed. This is fucking weird, because you see, these are right angles right here. Okay. Mother Nature doesn't really do shit in right angles very often. Okay. And finding this many right angles this close together is very, very odd. I don't even know what the chances statistically are for this to happen, but it exists. Here's the pictures. It's quite weird. Okay, UFO spotting. There have been pictures of UFOs taken down there. I don't know if this is legit or not. But, you know, this is not the first time I've heard this. About a bunch of strange lights and UFOs or whatever they call them being seen or in and around the Antarctica. In the air and in the water. Okay, now this one here blew my mind. Antarctica's Blood Falls. Now, from what I'm understanding, this is rust of some type that is being pushed up through the ice from either a volcanic vent or a hot spring that's pushing the water up through the ice. And this has been going on for a very long time, if not since we started actually recording the crazy shit that went on here. Here's some more pictures here of some the blood red falls. Never mind this ugly chick here. Okay, and there's still red water running in Antarctica. And I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon. Okay, they have icebergs that are emitting strange and horrifying sounds. And they think this might be done because of the the expansion and contraction of the ice, along with relieving pressures and so forth. It's causing a... it's very similar to, like, you walk around an old wooden house and the floor creaks, and you hear it settling and as the seasons change and so forth. Same principle here. Okay, and, you know, they're monitoring the ice songs to track shifting ice. There we go. They're going through the perfect rectangular iceberg. Okay. Okay. What the hell is that? Look at that shit. Holy crap. Perfect straight line and right angle. Okay, I don't know if this is just a perspective thing, how the picture was photographed, but that looks pretty crazy right there. Again, Mother Nature doesn't do things in straight lines and right angles very often. And here you got four of them, along with the other ones in the pictures that were the first ones in there. City-sized icebergs breaking off. Yeah, we've heard all about that. Nothing new. Okay, the mysterious jade green iceberg. Why this is, let's get a look here. Emerald green iron oxide in seawater, new color iceberg resulting in yellow tinted iron oxide seawater. Combining with the crystal blue of the ice makes it green. Ice is vanishing. It is and it isn't. All right, so I've been getting reports that average to above average amount of snowfall in the winter, but still we have large icebergs breaking off. And so apparently there's something to this climate change. But I'll tell you right now, the climate of this earth has always been changing and it always will. Okay, and they're asking, are there lost continents? Well, Antarctica is on land. So technically it is a continent. Now, if I recall, they had a map come up in the 1500s that a Turkish admiral had copied off of that actually showed the shoreline of Antarctica without the ice. How the fuck did that happen? I don't know, but it's very, very bizarre. Okay, heat under the ice. You know, listen, if there's land, chances are there are volcanic seams and you're going to get heat under the ice. That's just the way it is. Ice caves. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Now, this is really kind of bizarre here. They're finding, you know, DNA evidence from plants and animals found in other parts of the continent and the world here. So, I have a feeling that Antarctica at some point in this Earth's history, had life on it. Blue ice, green ice, unexpected colors, blah, blah, blah. Now, this is weird here. They've actually found a couple of lakes that are underneath the ice, and they're finding bizarre life forms and so forth down there. And some of these things have been isolated down there for millions and millions of years. All right, hang on, that's the next one here. Okay, this is more of bizarre shit here in Antarctica. Okay, the alien face in Antarctica. All right, so, you know, this kind of looks like it's been doctored a little bit. I don't know. You know, this is weird. I don't know if there's been some Photoshop shit going on here, but that's pretty bizarre. If it's untouched, that's really weird. Really weird. And that does look like a face. Just going to say, it's got nostrils, mouth, eyeballs, eye slits. Who knows what's going on with that? Okay, it looks kind of like Akhenaten from Egypt. All right, oval-shaped object. All right, now, what the hell is this? All right, so there are, I believe it is in the Sudan Desert. They have a bunch of rock piles and so forth that look like cattle pens. that were there thousands and thousands of years ago, and you can still see the stones outlines of how everything was set up. Now, I'm not sure if it was the Sudan, but I know it's a desert somewhere in Africa or in the Middle East. And this is what this reminds me of right here. You're going to see a lot of strange shapes. And this kind of looks very similar to those cattle pens or what have you that were set up. You know, it's just weird. Let's see. I'm not going to click on the video. All right, now this one blew my mind here. The pyramids of Antarctica. So let's just be honest here. There are pyramids all over the earth. South America, Mexico. There's a few here in America. Europe. They say there's some in China. In the Balkan regions. So, you know, Listen, if in fact there was a civilization on this planet thousands and thousands of years ago, if not longer, that was building pyramids, and Antarctica was not covered in ice, why would there not be pyramids there? I have no idea, but here we go. All right, now a lot of these images have been taken off Google Earth because I've looked for some of them and couldn't find them. Let's see, strange stones. All right, now what the fuck is this? Straight lines. Nature does not do this often. Okay, why the hell is this? What the hell is this? Why are we not up there digging this shit up and looking? You know, I've heard a couple of rumors that they have found some pretty crazy shit in some of those lakes that were located in Antarctica. So, and the way they explain it, these lakes have been covered with ice for millions of years. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I've heard all kinds of conflicting stories. All I know is weird shit is afoot down there, and I would really like to get to the bottom of it. Okay, mysterious rectangular structure under the ice. Let's see what this is. This is a rectangular iceberg. Now, it looked a lot cleaner in that other picture. And I don't know if that one was doctored or not. But this does look pretty peculiar here. Okay, strange object emitting a ray of light. All right, what the hell is this? Okay. It's emitting light. What could that be? I don't know. All right, so apparently a big hole appeared in Antarctica a few years back, caught everyone by surprise. And the rumor control is there's another hole somewhere in Antarctica which you're not allowed to go near or fly over. So, yeah. Apparently there's a theory out there that the Earth is hollow at the top and the bottom. And I don't know. Doesn't sound kosher to me, but this is conspiracy theory night, so we're going to talk about it. Now, here's another picture of the pyramids. All right, there's a top view of the one in Antarctica, and this is the Egyptian pyramid here. I don't know. This is fucking beyond bizarre here. Just got to ask the questions. What the hell's going on? All right, I love this one. This is about as close to you're fucked as I can possibly even imagine. Because how the hell are you going to get that the fuck off of there? You're going to hook a cable to it from the rear and pull it over the crevasse? Is somebody going to get in there and try to drive it over? I wouldn't advise that. As a betting man, I am thinking that they probably wrote that vehicle off because that shit is crazy unsafe. All right, for those of you that don't know, we have been doing strip mining and pit mining for a couple hundred years, if not longer. And This looks like a gold mine in Africa, some of the diamond mines in Africa, because they kind of dig down and they go in plateaus to get to the bottom. And that's in Antarctica. Now, how the fuck did that happen naturally? Can somebody please explain it to me? Because it's not clicking in my brain pan. Here's another one here. A 378 meter wall. Look at that. Straight line. Again, Mother Nature typically doesn't do shit in straight lines. All right, now what the hell is this? What is that? I have no idea. Now this one really blows my mind. Because this looks like something that was made by an intelligent race. I mean, I can't come up with an explanation. You know, I could overlook a straight line here and there, or even a right angle. Shit happens. But look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 crevasses here along a straight line. And then over here, you can see the same thing, but this one's filled in with snow. What the fuck is that? Can somebody tell me? All right, now this one here, this picture, I saw this a few years back, and I don't know if this is the angle of the photograph, perspective. I don't know if it's Photoshopped. I pulled it off of newsintact.com. I don't know. This looks pretty bizarre. Because again, there's a few shapes that don't really happen too often. But a round shape like this right here will actually happen in nature. You know, there's animals that are perfectly circular. There's clams and mollusks that do this. But that is a really big one right there. What the hell is that? And listen, I don't have the answers. Okay, I'm not pretending I do. I'm just saying it to you all out there. Some weird shit. Okay, and people have to start asking questions. Like, what the fuck? Now, here is another picture of that same pyramid. Look at that. Boom. Look at that. What the fuck is this? One, two sides. There's a third side and a fourth side over there. This looks like a smaller one next to it. All right, let's see if we go here. And this is Mr. James Forrestal, who sent a bird down there to do the Operation High Jump. Okay, so this guy, you know, served through World War II as an admiral, later became, I believe, the Secretary of Defense. Okay, in 1949, exhausted from overwork, Forrestal entered a psychiatric treatment facility. The attending psychiatrist, Captain George Raines, was handpicked by Navy Surgeon General. And the regiment was as follows. First week, narcosis with sodium amytal. That is a sedative, I believe. Second week through fifth week, a regiment of insulin subshock. I have no idea what the fuck that is. Don't want to know. Doesn't sound good. But insulin, you don't want to fuck around with that, because if you have any sensitivities going on and you use too much, it will kill you. It'll put you in a coma, and then you may or may not awaken. Okay, consider electroshock. What the fuck are you thinking? I mean, that's just electric shock. It's still used today. And to be honest, it's probably not that helpful. Now, they put him on, I think, the 16th floor of this particular hospital. And he decided to hurl himself off and was found dead. Kind of weird. So Captain Ryan's diagnosed him with depression or reactive depression. I have no idea what the hell's going on here. I just find it odd that this is a high-functioning individual made it all the way through World War II. They get done with high jump, and he winds up getting, you know, going into a psychiatric hospital and then dying shortly thereafter. Okay, and apparently he was on the road to recovery. He regained 12 pounds, and they found him half naked on the third floor roof below the 16th floor kitchen across the hall from his room. Okay, and they found a note. It was a poem. They said it was a suicide note. Who knows? Now listen, there's not a lot of people out there who can question the fact that a lot of veterans are committing suicide. It's nothing new. Okay, and I talked about the PTSD thing in one of my videos way back in the day. I'll have Blake link it in the comments below. You know, a lot of people come back from war zone and they just can't hack it. They get used to living a certain way. And like, for instance, in a war type environment, high end tempo, a lot of shit going on, even if you're not in combat. And then all of a sudden you go from that world where it is just drinking from a fire hose to chilling at home. So your brain is used to operating at this level, and then all of a sudden you go to that level. And a lot of people, when they wind down from that, can't stop. And when they get to the normal level, they just keep going all the way into the dirt nap. Okay, and I'm trying to help people with that. But at the end of the day, it's you and you alone that can curb this fucking behavior. All right, now, I looked up the Forrestal Diaries. It's like 500 some odd pages. It says it's 581 pages. I only found one that was 540, 550 pages. Apparently, there's one floating around out there that was not censored or had pages removed. I have not been able to find it. So I have no idea. All right, it's just very bizarre. There's a lot of strange things that go on in the fucking, in and around Antarctica, and I don't think we're ever, gonna get the answers we want until we have people going down there on the regular, and bringing back independent footage. All right, I have a feeling that everything that we see coming off Antarctica has been scrubbed, and we just are not getting, you know, truthful, upfront knowledge about what the hell's going on down there. It's easy to believe, oh, nothing going on. Maybe that's the case. I don't know. But there's a lot of crazy shit going on down there from rumor control. And there's the pictures that have come out really are not explainable. Like, you saw them. I went through them here and showed them to you. It's very fucking bizarre. I'm saying this is the birth of the original conspiracy theory. I don't know. I can think of a lot of conspiracies that have been going on for a long time. So I thought he threw himself off of the 16th floor. How does hanging oneself from the 16th floor window sound a little absurd? So I don't know if he tried to hang himself and then fell to his death. I haven't read the reports in depth. There's been several that are out, so you could, you know, you can do it yourself. Other than the dude had a high level position with a lot of knowledge, probably had above top secret, and either he went nuts and they killed him to shut him up, or he knew something that was fucking drove him insane and then he killed himself, or he was helped out the window by someone else. But anyway, this is my take on the whole Antarctica horse shit. It's not technically horse shit, but, you know, I am just chomping at the bit to get more information on what's going on down there. And if you guys have any pictures or any other information that I have not shown here, please email them to me at redonkulous12, gmail.com, and I could do a follow-up video on this because it is interesting as hell.